just the three of us in and out here every day trying to stay safer at home. We've had a few visitors. This, I believe, is our first repeat visitor. Let us open the door to the bunker and welcome Marge, George's old swim coach.
Hi, George! Hi, non-George!
Hi, Marge.
Hi, guys. Yes, go ahead, non-George. You were just speaking something with your mouth hole.
We just saw you through our periscope. You've been circling around the entrance all morning.
I have. I was trying to remember the exact location and sequence of levers and pulleys I had to activate in order to get into the bunker.
Yeah, well, it's good to
Plus
see you, Mark.
Plus, you have all the confusing biometrics. I don't understand all this technology.
Just trying to remain secure and safe.
Yes, lo and behold, I finally got in, and I brought you guys a batch of cookies.
What kind?
I made them. I'm not sure what you'd call them. I guess they're kind of called Marge's Surprise.
What's in them?
I made them using ingredients found in grocery store dumpsters and a creek bed. There's some shredded paper. It looks like some old lettuce. There's a few pieces of gravel in there, and it looks like a few earthworms somehow made it in as well.
But yeah, pass.
Just leave them over there.
It's really the thought that counts.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I don't know if you know this, non-George, but George was my star pupil on our high school swimming team.
I'd never heard that.
Yes. I tell you, in high school, he filled out his swimming trunks so nicely.
I
mean, after he would get out of the pool after a particularly vigorous swim, you could look at the front of his trunks and it looked like a possum was wrestling an apple or something going on down there. It was just, it was amazing. It was alive, Marge, with vigor and vim.
That's gross. And I didn't know you in high school, so that's a totally made-up story.
What was going on down there, George, that was animating the front of your trunks?
Nothing was going on. I didn't swim in high school.
You should not have been looking down there as a supervisor,
a
teacher.
I couldn't help it. I was a teacher and a supervisor, but I was also a woman.
God.
You're thinking of somebody else, I'm telling you.
And we almost made it to the Olympics. We were this close to making it to the Olympics until mine and George's romance soured and he threw me off the field house and put me in this chair. That's how it happened.
That's not how
no
you
ill
got in
will
a wheelchair.
Though. No ill will. Hey, bygones are bygones, George.
Boy, and that's how the Olympic dreams went up in smoke.
That's how they went up in smoke. That's right.
Terrible.
That's I was never close to the Olympics.
So you guys are doing the broadcast from here in this here bunker.
In the bunker, yes.
Yeah,
we are.
From this here bunker.
How are you staying safe?
Up on the Earth's crust. I've been busy trying to avoid the COVIDs.
That's good.
I guess you guys are safe down here. What with your extensive ventilation systems I'm seeing around here.
Yes. Well, have you been safe?
I've been trying to be safe, trying to avoid the coronas, but I've been getting together with other at-risk people to discuss ways we can avoid getting the COVID corona.
No.
You know, because there's power in knowledge.
Right.
And that's what we try to do, is share knowledge. So we get together and play checkers to take our minds off of it and whatnot.
You're supposed to be safer at home.
About half of us has gotten sick. What's that, George? What did you say?
I said you're supposed to be safe at home.
What's home?
Oh,
Marge.
Yeah, there is that. Forgot about that.
But you know what? If I get COVID, it'll all be worth it, as long as the economy, which I don't really participate in, is open.
That's all you really care about.
Yes. I'm already de facto prepared in case I get the COVID, because I already have a permanently installed feeding tube from an earlier emergency about a decade ago.
That saves a step.
Yes. I just haven't been able to afford to get it taken out.
Oh, God.
They want $48 cash.
George,
who's got that?
Give her $48.
Why don't you give her $48?
George, I'd really like to shelter in place in your outdoor living area. Ooh, is that nice? You've already got a kitchen there and a fireplace and, of course, the Olympic-sized pool.
It's not.
That brings back memories.
It shouldn't, and it's not Olympic-sized.
I bet you guys are wondering, why the full leg casts?
Yeah, I was wondering.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Funny story.
Funny?
I was trying to book it across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge before the ventilator trucks from the feds came barreling into the city. Well, I didn't quite make it, and as the semi horn sounded its angry arrival, I was hit from behind at 100 miles an hour.
Why was that truck going so fast?
It's an emergency. Oh, okay. Pandemic emergency. Uh-huh. Of course, that hit sent me sailing through the air, and I landed draped across the reunion ball like E.T. in a backbend in a creek bed. There it is. So I was laying there E.T. on the ball, yeah, panting and thanking the Lord that it wasn't worse than it was. Uh-huh. But the collision somehow messed up my already messed up legs.
Somehow. I would think a violent collision like that.
That's why the full leg cast, which has made it so hard to kind of muscle my way across the Trinity when swimming.
Oh, you still get out and swim.
That's good to hear.
By necessity. How else are you going to get to the far creek bank where the lean-to has been placed for a while?
I thought you might have a raft or something.
No, George won't buy me a raft.
George.
He says I haven't earned it yet. He's a real bootstrap kind of guy.
I have never said any of that.
George, that's just cruel.
Why is it on me, the only person to help? I mean, I would help you, but
because you have a history with
you. You're the only one from my past that still will speak to me.
Craig has the same past. We just met you a few years ago.
For a brief period of time, I got to be friends with Mike Ducey until an unwanted pass he made at me kind of ruined that whole deal.
Well, I thought you'd be okay with that.
No, it made it very awkward.
Yeah, you got to watch
him. I told him, yes, I have a crush on you, but I'm closed for business down there. Oh. He did not take that well.
Oh, no.
As you can see, my jaw still isn't in alignment. All that right. Ducey is something fierce.
Don't say that. Come on.
I've got to go. I'm going to make you guys some more cookies.
Okay, that's all right.
Bye, Marge.
Bye, George. Bye,
Marge, the swim coach.